telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Is it Wednesday already? Happy hump day, everybody. Hope it is going well for all of you out there. I am joined this show by producer Jess. So if you give us a text or a call and you get Jess on the line, you be sure you say hello. We appreciate Jess very much here. We have a packed show as always, and we've got really extraordinarily timely guests today on the Maggie Dawn Show. In this half hour, I'm going to be joined by the Recombobulation Area, now Civic Media colleague, author, political commentator, journalist, Dan Schaefer. We've got some breaking news, I'm going to call it, that Dan is going to share with all of us. At 2:30, I'm going to be joined by Christina Reynolds. She is the Senior Vice President of Communications for Emily's List. If you have heard of Emily's List and you're like, well, who's Emily? What's this list about? How do I get on it? Why is it important in this year of the woman, as I have now dubbed it? Christina's going to explain it all to you. Of course, in the 3 o'clock hour on the Maggie Dawn Show, it is always Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. And folks, the Fed interest rate press conference is going on as we speak. Frankly, a somewhat surprising interest rate deduction or reduction, not that the Fed brought the rate down. That was expected. But I think most prognosticators had it at a quarter point, a full half point interest rate deduction by the Fed. We're going to be joined by Dr. Rakeen Mahboud. She knows all about this. She was a senior advisor at the Fed. Nobody better to talk about the impact of the Fed's reduction on your pocketbook and mine. Big show, as we always have. And of course, folks, you're going to want to go get that Civic Media app from your favorite app store so that you can text to win in Civic Media statewide. Go for the green and gold text to win contest. When Dom Salvia takes over the airwaves in the 4 o'clock hour, he's going to have the word of the hour. You're going to want to have your app ready so that when Dom drops the word, you can text using the app to qualify to win either $100 or gold jewelry in the 4 o'clock hour and be entered to win our grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Folks, I was never a winner, despite the probably hundreds of phone calls I made into radio show programs. You can be a winner with Civic Media in the 4 o'clock hour today. That contest, this statewide text to win the green and gold, will be going on this week and next. So don't miss those announcements. We have those hours where the code words will drop in the 7, 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 p.m. hours. And so with all of that business out of the way and without any further ado, please join me in welcoming Dan Schaefer, the political editor for Civic Media, the creator of the Recombobulation Area, the coolest Substack I ever came across. Dan, thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Maggie. Always happy to join the show.
Awesome. Dan, because I am such a political geek, I am so pumped about, I'm going to call it news. It's sort of us breaking news, about the election cycle. But Dan, you are helping create for Civic Media and for each and every one of you out there, what I'm going to call the definitive guide to state elections, both in the legislature, the state assembly, and the state Senate for this November election cycle. If folks, you want to know, Dan and Civic Media have got you covered. Dan, what have you put together to help folks navigate this election season?
Well, we've been pretty busy behind the scenes here at Civic Media for the last couple of weeks here as we've been building this. So in the last two election cycles at the Recombobulation Area, I have taken it upon myself to preview every last race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature. So that's half of the state Senate and all 99 districts in the Wisconsin State Assembly. That is, you know, something that a lot of people returned to, especially the 2022 preview that won the Recombobulation Area a Milwaukee Press Club Award for Public Service Journalism. And now with Civic Media, we are ramping things up with this effort. And we have a full-blown voter guide that is about to go live at Civic Media's website and at the Recombobulation Area, where we, yes, again, we'll break down each individual district by district breakdown of every race happening in the Wisconsin State Senate this year. That means it is 115 races that we are breaking down each and every one. And this afternoon, we will be publishing the voter guide for the Wisconsin State Senate. So with new maps this year, a whole lot of intrigue for so many of these races there. So many of them are going to be much more competitive than we've seen in so many recent cycles. And not only that, there is a chance for Democrats to win control of the assembly. Might take two election cycles with the Senate to really realistically put that in play. And we can get into that as well. But the one that is publishing today is on the Wisconsin State Senate. We have broken down district by district. We have a variety of categories. There are projections, there is data, there is some embedded videos from interviews that Wisconsin Eye is doing. There is just a wealth of information that we have been putting together for you at Civic Media. So do stay tuned to our social media feeds, to our newsletter, to the Civic Media app to check that one out as soon as it is sent out. There is going to be so much information on these state legislative races. And with new maps, there are so many just remarkably interesting races happening all over the state as well.
Folks, if you're a fan of Steve Kornacki, the number cruncher that was all over the Olympics, he number crunched for the Olympics. He number crunches for NBC for every single election cycle. If you have gone to 538, one of the most well-known political prognosticators, listen, we're not going to call the races per se, but Dan Schaefer is just as good as Steve Kornacki, if not better, and 538. Again, if you are interested in politics, if you might live in one of these districts that is now a toss-up because we've got redrawn maps, Civic Media and Dan Schaefer, our political editor, have you covered. We think that this Senate voter guide, the state Senate voter guide, will be going live maybe even while we are on the air, Dan. It is imminent. Folks, you're going to want to go to civicmedia.us to check out the voter guide. Where can people continue to find the Recombobulation Area, Dan?
Yeah, the Recombobulation Area publishes on Substack, and you can support our work at the Recombobulation Area or become a free subscriber. And that is the best way to stay tuned in to some of the work that I'm doing with the Recombobulation Area and now part of the Civic Media Network. So that email is going to be hitting your inbox or your Substack app or wherever you might read the Recombobulation Area very soon. And I'm excited to share some of the information here. And, you know, I think just when you take a step back and look at the big picture, you know, for the state Senate, right now, the state Senate is a 2/3 supermajority in what is otherwise a 50-50 purple state. You know, we're having these races for president, for Senate, all these different things that can often be decided by just a fraction of a percent. But the maps in the state legislature have not reflected the reality of the political environment in the state of Wisconsin. So now with new, fairer maps, we're going to have a lot more competitive districts, a number of opportunities for Democrats to pick up seats. But it's only half of the state Senate that's up this year. And right. So when the, you know, it's some of the maps that were submitted renumbered the entire state Senate. The maps that Tony Evers proposed and ultimately signed did not. So the numbers that are every senator who is in an even numbered district is up this year. And so the senators that are in odd numbered districts happen to tilt 12-5 in favor of Republicans. So there are a number, you know, so getting to that, you know, 17 seat threshold to get a majority would be pretty difficult this year for Democrats, but they will need to win some of these toss-up districts in order to be in that position for the 2026 election. And there are some really interesting toss-up districts. There's one in the Milwaukee area suburbs along the North Shore in Ozaukee County. There's one in kind of the north of Dane County into areas like Baraboo, Wisconsin Dells, places like that. And then there's another really interesting one in the Green Bay and Brown County area. So those are really the toss-up districts. And then we go through as well to take a look at, you know, where some other pickup opportunities might be for Democrats. There's a seat in the Fox Valley that I think is going to be a really interesting one. Brad Paff, the incumbent Democrat in the La Crosse area, he's up for re-election this year. That's always that we know that one has been a closely contested race in the past. So we give you a lot of the context, projections from sites, some data from our friend John Johnson from Marquette University. And so each individual race here has its own write-up, has its own data, has its own page for you to just really dig in and explore what's really going to be a remarkable election for the state of Wisconsin. Because under new maps, we've basically had unfair, gerrymandered, tilted maps for more than a decade now, and that has warped Wisconsin politics in so many different ways. And I think this is a reset moment that so many people have been hoping for so long in Wisconsin politics.
I'd call it warped beyond any recognition of something that even Republicans, if you hooked them up to the truth serum machine, would say is unfair. When you've got a purple state, you would expect your state legislature to reflect that in all of its purple glory, and we have not had that. We're going to talk about those implications. We're going to talk about those three toss-up districts with my very special guest, Dan Schaefer, creator of the Recombobulation and Civic Media's very own political editor. If you have questions for Dan or I, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The phone and text lines are open. We're going to dig into those toss-up districts when we come back. You're not going to want to miss that. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. It is a landmark year here in the state of Wisconsin. We break it down next. Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.